toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231, and that number is brought to you by our friends at SACL CAI. We'll tell you more about them a little bit later. 800-259-9231 is the number. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. That is the point of the show. In the absence of your calls, we, of course, will talk about things interesting to us. And one of the stories that I mentioned last night and we never had a chance to get to because of call volume, which is what the show's about, were the Urban Rangers from Sheffield First over in the United Kingdom. Not to say this couldn't happen here in the United States, so be very aware that these kinds of ideas spread across the globe. Bureaucrats like to watch the other bureaucrats in other countries to see what they're up to see what they're able to get away with their populations. And so presuming
it's especially true in the English-speaking world, the laws tend to, go that direction.
Yeah, a lot of Western laws are very, very similar. And so we have seen kind of a trend in the UK that they seem to be moving toward a police state a little faster than I guess you could say we're already in a police state, but they seem to be increasing the tyranny of the police state, the increasing the intrusiveness of the police state, and the obviousness of the police state in the UK a little faster than is happening here in the United States. And you could chalk that up to a few things. You could chalk it up to the fact that, their country has been around for longer. They're probably just more established in that way as far as
no Bill of Rights,
the mindset of the people. The system, that maybe there are more checks and balances in the United States. Maybe it's just a little bit more difficult to pass the tyranny through our system. Not to say it's that far behind. It's just barely trailing. I think the U.S. is just barely trailing the U.K. So look for this program in the U.S. soon because it's happening in the U.K. The story from Sheffield First, where life was spiraling out of control for Sheffield teenager Anthony Tomlinson, age 17. He had been kicked out of school without any qualifications because of his disruptive behavior. He said, "I'd robbed from cars, I'd been locked up, and stood on corners with my hood up, just like you read about." Thanks to his own determination to change and a groundbreaking pilot scheme, the Urban Rangers, Anthony's story today is very different. Urban Rangers receive training in safety advice, working with the public, and other skills such as first aid. They go out on patrol and to community events with staff such as firefighters, police community support officers, and city center ambassadors. The scheme is a brainchild of South Yorkshire Fire and Rescue's Sheffield District Manager. How about that for a title? Richard Chandler, who said, "The scheme is not about keeping kids off the streets. It's about getting them out there, showing people that they can play a part in building safer, stronger, and even greener neighborhoods." Anthony is now considered a role model for other Urban Rangers and is working toward a career in the fire service. He says, "Because of the Urban Rangers, I would never go down that road again." And, if you just look at that and read that story, it sounds like this is great. I mean, they're helping turn troubled kids around and, giving them some responsibilities. And
sounds good. Doesn't sound like the worst thing in the world. I mean, they're grooming him for a position in the bureaucracy, which, I certainly could find better things that I would like the young gentleman be doing. But it beats him robbing cars, right?
Yeah, that I would, yeah, I guess it does beat him robbing cars, but it's not a big step up from there.
He's providing a service to the community, whether or not that service is being provided voluntarily
or not,
and whether it's being provided at a price commensurate to what the marketplace would provide.
Well, but what kind of service is he providing? I mean, they say that they receive training in safety advice and working with the public as well as first aid, and that they go out on patrol. Now, if you look at the outfits of these people, Mark, have you seen what the police wear in the UK these days?
They have that funny bobby hat, right?
No, I don't think they still wear the bobby hat. Okay. Maybe they do. I don't know. I don't recall seeing photos of that recently, but I do remember seeing a lot of photos of them wearing bright, bright yellow vests.
Oh, yeah, I guess I've seen that.
Yeah, they don't do that very often here in America unless they're in a construction zone or something. But over in the UK, they're very identifiable because of their neon kind of construction yellow vests that they're wearing.
Yes.
Now, the Urban Rangers get their own yellow vests.
Uh-huh.
And, in fact, they're not really even vests. They're just big yellow coats that say Urban Ranger on it. And they're showing here, one of them has got some sort of pad of paper in her hands, filling out something. I don't know if it's a ticket or what she's doing in this photo, but they look very, they look very authoritative. It's kind of like it reminds me of the safety patrol. You remember that from? Did they have safety patrol when you were in elementary school?
No.
Okay, that came after. But they have this safety patrol thing where the goody two shoes kids basically are the ones that are given the safety patrol badge. They get a little a strap that goes across their chest, and they get to wear a badge on there.
I've seen them, and they're trying to control the other kids, which always seemed odd and really didn't work very well.
Well, it's kind of like an early version of the Urban Rangers program. I mean, basically training kids to get into the authoritarian roles. We've certainly talked about Stanford Prison Experiment, I believe it was, where they had they just set up a fake prison and guards and prisoners, and they were all college kids that had been assigned, I think, by drawing straws, whether they were guard or prisoner, and they got right into their roles. You know, the guards ended up being sadistic and twisted, and the prisoners ended up being pathetic and obedient. And so now they're creating a role for these troubled teenagers. I mean, these are kids that have had problems in the past. We already know that the government bureaucracy, especially government positions of power like the police, tend to attract people that are in search of power over others. It's not true across the board. There are good people that get into policing for the right reasons, but there are also people that get into the policing business because they know they'll be protected if they're doing crime. And so now they're bringing these young criminals into this organization and giving them the keys to power.
Making them sort of junior police.
Yeah.
And then and they're recruiting toughs in order to do this, people that would be likely to solve their problems with violence.
Mm-hmm.
They're recruiting them into an organization of junior police. One would assume that the police would likely recruit from this organization for their squads. Also,
sure.
One would assume that if a police officer comes to the site where an urban ranger has taken care of a problem and there's somebody lying beaten on the sidewalk, that they'll side with the urban ranger because cops do tend to side with their team.
Yep.
The thin blue line, as it's called. And I find this a disturbing trend.
Yeah, so I think there's a little more to this story than meets the eye, so to speak. And yeah, I am a little disturbed. Would love your input, especially if you're across the pond and you're a little more familiar, perhaps, with the Urban Rangers group. 1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Now, when I brought this up off the air last night, Mark, was it you that suggested the brown shirts?
I did.
Were the brown shirts?
Okay, understand my view of history is not entirely complete, but it's my understanding the brown shirts were essentially Hitler's gang that brought him to power, and then at the time, they were just toughs, essentially. Mm-hmm. And
would that be where the Hitler Youth would have ended up? Like, would some of them have ended up in the brown shirts?
The Hitler Youth was after the brown shirts. The brown shirts brought him to power.
To power. Hitler Youth
and
came
then
later.
When he really got power, he then brought on the black shirts, the Gestapo or whatever, to then exterminate the brown shirts.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if they're going to do that to the Urban Rangers, but
they're already in power.
Yeah, so would the Urban Rangers be a little bit more like the Hitler Youth, do you think, or a little more powerful?
Probably. I mean, if I don't, it's a parallel one can't entirely draw at this point, because you don't know. Hitler Youth was likely more like the Boy Scouts in that they recruited fine young men for what they were doing and then twisted their minds, as opposed to recruiting thugs and employing them for their purposes. I don't know what I think about this. I don't know what you can compare it to. I do find it disturbing.
Well, I can actually compare it to a story that we read, I think it was last year, about, I think it was in Kentucky, where they have this program for 7-year-olds or 8-year-olds, basically elementary school kids, that encourages them to snitch out on their neighbors and kind of be like the eyes and ears of the government code enforcers when the code enforcers aren't around. These Urban Ranger types seem very similar. That the program seems very similar. Like, they probably wouldn't be able to write you a ticket necessarily, but they are essentially an extension of the state and are the first order of contact, if you will, with any troublemakers, I guess. Anyone that is, of course, against the state. 800-259-9231. So if you see somebody walking around in all yellow in Great Britain, be careful. They'll probably snitch you out for something. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. More international news on the way. North Korea is arming up, apparently. It's Free Talk Live.
They say we're hated for our freedoms. Their solution? Take away our freedoms.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
They spend both your lives and your money with reckless abandon.
We're out of money now. We're operating in deep deficits.
One organization dares to dream of a world where nations compete for citizens instead of enslaving them. The Seasteading Institute is looking for pioneers to homestead the high seas and take civilization to the next level. Join the revolution at seasteading.org.
Alakeys.com is a community for self-learners. At Alakeys, you'll find tools to help you connect with people learning the same things you're learning, tutor other community members, and to make contacts that can help you find jobs. You can also earn money by sharing your know-how with others and contributing quality content. Visit Alakeys at alekese.com. Again, that's alekese.com.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco with detailed growing guides available to you at no charge. You can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give to you free, so enjoy those on us, including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They are right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience, completely free at freetalklive.com. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI. If you've got a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, you need to get in touch with SACL CAI. Not only do they do collections, they also do early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. A little bit more from the international world, South Korea stories out of South Korea, where North Korea has threatened Wednesday to wipe the United States off the map.
Okay.
As Washington and its allies watch for the signs a regime will launch a series of missiles in the coming days. Off China's coast, a U.S. destroyer, this is the Associated Press, by the way, was tailing a North Korean ship suspected of transporting illicit weapons to Myanmar in what could be the first test of U.N. sanctions passed to punish the nation for an underground nuclear test last month. According to North Korean Central News Agency, I love this quote. I mean, I don't like North Korea, but this is I think it's a great quote. If the U.S. imperialists start another war, the army and the people of Korea will wipe out the aggressors on the globe once and for all, according to their central news agency. And I have to say that, I mean, they're pumping this story up in the news. It's one of the top stories at the Drudge Report, for instance. Stories being pumped up as though North Korea is rattling their saber at the United States.
A tiny little saber.
And threatening the United States. And first of all, from what little I paid attention to North Korea over the years, they've kind of always had that saber rattling flavor to them.
Yeah.
So I don't know if this is really any different from that, but it's not really a threat, is it? I mean, that's kind of more of a promise. That's not you, United States, better do this, or we're going to do, we're going to hurt you. This is if you aggress against another country, we're going to destroy you. So is that a threat, or is that more of like a promise that they're going to fulfill? Whether they fulfill it or not is another question.
To me, the statement, the way it is made, is a completely legitimate statement. However, those people are nuts. And
the Korean
Kim Jong-il has a silly haircut.
Oh, he's a very silly looking man. There's no doubt about it. And his country is a crap hole.
Yes.
But that said,
and it should stand as a testament to those that believe that the government can solve problems, because it is the most controlling totalitarian state on the planet, and it's crap hole. I mean, you wouldn't want to live there. People
try to get out,
but
they
can't. Have a difficult time getting good water there.
Yeah, they have barbed wire up on the beach. They don't want you to leave North Korea. And so I just thought it was interesting to share that because of the spin that's on this story. I mean, they're spinning it as though North Korea is this dangerous threat. But in point of fact, they're just responding to the aggression of the United States government with that statement. That's all that sounds like to me.
I guess you're right. I mean, you know, it's a silly thing to say. I mean, why would you say that? But maybe it's just the way they're viewing things. I don't know.
Of course, then again, there have been rumblings about them possibly shooting a missile at Hawaii. I can't say for sure. I know exactly what that's all about. If that is going to be something they
suggested that they're going to test a missile by shooting it at Hawaii, but not actually going to hit Hawaii because the missile won't go that far.
Yeah, it's my understanding the missile will not go that far, but I just don't know if that was also in response to if the U.S. invades. So if you invade Iran, for instance, then they would launch the missile. I'm not sure if there was also a caveat on that particular threat as well. I don't have the details on that in front of me. But nonetheless, clearly the North Koreans are not threatening the United States. They're only threatening retaliatory violence if the U.S. invades another country, which Not that I support North Korea, but I can't say I disagree with their position in that particular case.
I guess I have to take the same stance. I mean, that particular statement, you know, if that's all there is to the story, that statement doesn't mean anything to me because the United States shouldn't be aggressing against people. Then again, when it depends on what measure you use for aggression. What is aggression? Who knows?
1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Other news related to around the world. Mark, you've got an email. We had a guy call in the show last night, Mike from Slovakia. He had told us his story about how he had essentially rescinded his citizenship of the United States and did not subsequently apply for citizenship in Slovakia, which is the place in which he resides at this time.
And so he's a man without a state.
Right. I just found it a very interesting story. I've never heard of anything quite like that before, and apparently he's managing to get by in Slovakia. They haven't kicked him out or anything like that. So you had an email that was a response to his call.
It's it's an interesting position he's taken. I think the man without a state part is fun little PR. You know, it's a fun place to be, but Johnny feels differently. Hi, Mark. In my humble opinion, the stateless person who called in on the yesterday's show said that he was living there in Slovakia because it doesn't inflict torture like the U.S. government does, but in fact Slovakia is just a state of the EU now and isn't really any more sovereign than California is from the American Union. And their central bank was just taken over by the European Central Bank, their Federal Reserve, and have ECB notes as of 2009. What's that, ECB?
I have no idea.
Probably the Euros.
European Central Bank? I'm not sure.
Yep. If you look at the Afghan War, and the U.S. has a total of 26,000 people, Californians, Texans, and New Hampshire, I don't know which member states the military regiments come from, but I guess that's the people that were there in the Afghan War. Of the Euro states, there are 27,963 people, of which his Slovak state has 230 soldiers.
Are we talking about what's going on right now in Afghanistan?
Yes, that's the way he's making it sound. I mean, he's got sights here. I don't know whether all those things are true. These are the opinions of Johnny, not of Mark.
Yeah.
So he's paying taxes to the state, and they still do not have a federal income tax, but the states pay money to the EU, and in turn, his money still goes to the funding of torture and killing.
Uh-oh.
I think he's an idiot and made his life more complicated for nothing.
Well, it's not very nice to call people names like that. That's an ad hominem attack, and it's not really necessary. You can make your points without going that direction. That said, I can see where Mike was coming from, the guy who'd called. I mean, he was basically trying to distance himself as much as possible from what he considered an undesirable element. Perhaps he, you know, didn't really realize the involvement that the EU apparently allegedly has. I didn't know that the EU was that involved in Afghanistan. Did you?
I don't know what the involvement. No,
well, he's
I don't.
Claiming the EU is involved, right?
Yes, I don't know that. I cannot verify.
He's citing a source, is he?
Yes,
not?
He is. Yes, he is.
Okay.
So he says, if he really wants to make a statement, go to the EU Capitol House in Brussels and try the Burning Monk protest of Vietnam if he really wants to make a statement.
That will definitely get him some press coverage.
It would. I thought that it was kind of funny that he says here, he should have picked someplace like Tahiti, Polynesia. At least he would have enjoyed the weather and tourism.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Also, I don't think either of those countries have troops in Afghanistan.
I think Tahiti is part of Polynesia.
Oh, well, okay. Shows you what I know. More on the way. You bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves just by dialing toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. And tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features are free, so enjoy those, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. We've got dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. See that for yourself. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Audible.com offers over 60,000 downloadable audiobooks, magazines, and radio shows for your iPod or MP3 player. You can try them out by downloading a free audiobook at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. They've got just a whole bunch of books over there, 60,000 of them, and many of the new bestsellers. audiblepodcast.com/FTL. If you've been thinking about trying out audiobooks, this is a great way to do it. You can take it with you. audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
All right, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So let's continue with the emails. Mark, yours was all wrapped up.
Yeah, mine's wrapped up.
Here's one for you. This one is Mark's feelings about atheism from Johan in Sweden. He says, I was listening to a recent edition, a podcast-only edition to the show, where Mark mentioned being an atheist back in the day had caused him to commit some kind of murder. I might have misunderstood, but I find this connection between not believing in God and killing someone absolutely ridiculous. What he does is up to him, and being religious generally doesn't keep people from committing violent acts. I'm not offended by his statements, but as far as I know, there have been studies done in the U.S. that confirms that atheists are the people who are the least trusted, and they seem to be the most persecuted religious group in that nation you live in. And statements that make links between not believing in God and being more likely to commit criminal acts worries me. There is no such link. Actually, there have been studies showing it's the complete opposite. I don't want to whine, but I'd like some kind of explanation of what Mark meant. This is in no way meant as an attack on you guys on the show, but merely a question. Love the show. You're doing an awesome job. From Johan.
Yeah, if you say something bad about atheists, you can be sure you're going to get an email.
Well, is that what you were suggesting? No. Or were you just talking about...
It's actually the opposite, and I agree with most of the things that he said in there. I don't know that atheists are more or less moral than anyone else, but I do believe that there's not much link between believing in God and, not committing crime. What I was pointing out is I think, in fact, that it was the swing, the crap that I was told from about religion.
The pendulum swing, if you will.
Right. And I'm not suggesting that Christianity is entirely wrong. I'm only saying that I think that there's that the Christianity today and the Christianity that I was taught is wrong. And
so when you come to that conclusion, you decided to go all the way in what you perceived as the other direction. Through all this loving Jesus and all that, I'm going to be a bad boy.
Well, I didn't see any reason. If the reason I was being good was because I didn't want to go to hell,
yeah,
and then I decided that there was no hell, then, you know, what would be the reason for not wanting to be good? At that point, it would be I didn't have a foundation in being moral for morality's sake, because religion doesn't teach that.
Or for your own sake.
Christianity doesn't teach morality for morality's sake because it's a good idea. They teach morality because you'll go to hell if you're a bad person. If you don't love Jesus.
So it's not, they don't teach from the practical aspects of you're good to people, so they're good to you in return.
They don't teach that, so to speak. At least the religion that I had been taught, or the way I perceived the teaching of the religion up until that point,
yeah,
I didn't get that out of it. And what I got
was, be good or you'll burn.
That was essentially the reason. And I think it's a sad and silly way to teach people morality.
Yeah.
And I believe that, the life of crime that I got into in my late teens is as a result of the cockamamie crap that I was told in church, and when I rejected that, then I got myself involved in a bunch of stuff that I shouldn't have been involved in, and then in a place where I shouldn't have been, and as a result ended up in prison.
I'm glad you expounded upon it, because I think what you're coming from makes a lot of sense. You know, in addition to that particular teaching of, well, if you're not good, you're going to burn forever, they also say in a lot of religions that if you just ask for forgiveness, then
you're in pretty good shape.
It doesn't matter what you've done, right?
I spent 8 years, 6 months, and 21 days in prison, and it is full of people that believe in Jesus. Believing in Jesus doesn't keep people from committing crimes. It doesn't.
A lot of the people in Iraq and Afghanistan and all over the world that are killing people believe in various religions.
Well, yeah, that much.
Jesus particularly.
That too, but the Christians would likely say that that's okay because they're killing for the government's sake, and that's all right.
Jesus loves the government.
Jesus loves government killing people. You got to render under Caesar what is Caesar's, and that includes the life of brown people all over the world. But, you know, I think that one of the reasons that Christians fear the idea of atheism is, in fact, and I am not an atheist. I am.
Nor am I. Not anymore.
I consider myself to be a Quaker. But the people that the Christians fear atheists because atheists are immoral, so therefore they can do anything they want is the thought process there. And I think that it's just the opposite, that atheists understand morality for morality's sake, for the practical ideas of morality. And I haven't met too many, I can't really think of any off the top of my head, immoral atheists. I have met many immoral Christians.
Well said. 800-259-9231 if you want to contribute to that conversation. Otherwise, I'm going to go to another email here, because I've had a few that have been burning up my inbox. This one from Andrew. He says, I often hear you refer to the monopoly on legitimate violence that the state has historically held, and you also made reference to the Second Amendment during that show. However, you should understand just what the Second Amendment is. Yes, it is all that you've described, the protection of our right to protect and defend ourselves from criminals and government. But you fall short of recognizing the significance. Because as we had pointed out before, the Second Amendment was originally installed into the Constitution to not only protect your right to protect yourself, but also to protect, to give you the ability to use guns on an overarching, overbearing state. I mean, that was it in theory. We know now that it doesn't work that way because the state has an aura of legitimacy, and if you use guns against the state, then you'll be seen as a madman. So he goes on to say, the Second Amendment deprives the state of a monopoly on violence. At least that was its intent. Had people stood their ground when the first gun law was enacted, we may still to this day live in a truly free country where there's no monopoly on the initiation of legitimate violence, as that power would be shared between the state and the people. It's still shared quite clearly, thus the state has in fact no such monopoly. Instead, there exists only the public perception of one, a consequence of government education, naturally. And I would agree with him. I would say he's right about that. It is a perception, but perception is reality, isn't it?
Well, that too, and I would say that the chronology of what he's talking about, I have a little problem with. They didn't step forward first with the gun laws. First, they stepped forward with what seems like a really good idea, a police force. Mm-hmm. Police forces were not really, I don't think any police forces were in place, at the time of the signing of the Constitution or shortly thereafter. I don't think they existed anywhere near that. They came much later in the 1800s, just in the beginnings. So the idea, he's correct that the gun laws were to allow people to protect themselves in the absence of some kind of police force. They were largely unheard of on the planet at that point. Mm-hmm. So first came the police, then came the laws to limit the police that had carried the guns, and then came the laws that limited people, Americans, regular law-abiding citizens, from carrying guns and owning guns.
So what you're saying is that when the police, the camel's nose under the tent was the police, basically, to where they use the police as an excuse to say, well, now that we've got these guys out here protecting you, you folks don't really need to protect yourself anymore. Was that kind of do you think that was the pitch?
I don't think it's the pitch, but I think that's what it's become. I don't think the police got in, that they started being policed as a result or any of those things with the idea. But now there are a great deal of people in this country, including many of them in government, that believe that the only people that should have guns are
the government.
The government. Who else should have them? I remember recently I was on a radio show here locally called Talkback, and one of the politicians called in to complain about a free stater, so they claimed. I don't know that they're a free stater, but let's say it's one of the crowd.
Let's call them a liberty activist.
The crowd of liberty activists that are here in town was carrying a gun was open carrying in a city council meeting, mm-hmm. and she was very upset with the idea of this because the only people that should be able to carry are the trained police officers.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free. And, of course, they go after the criminals first, and they'll say that, well, a criminal shouldn't be able to have guns, and who would disagree with that? Well, we would. More on the way. You bring up anything.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching, a storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing health care, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com. Or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Go to HempUSA.org. Go to HempUSA.org and ask your legislator and ask your congressman and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder, seeds, and oil. Try our 5-pound sampler. And get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to HempUSA.org. Go to HempUSA.org. And call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at HempUSA.org.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
At 800-259-9231, it's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. There are a lot of features on our website. We give them all away for free, but if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So head on over to amp.freetalklive.com, get on board for as little as $3 a month, and get access to perks like the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. And, of course, we've talked to you in the past about some of the things that we're doing on a regular basis with the AMP dollars, but sometimes there are irregular things that will just pop up, like the guys over at MotorhomeDiaries.com. I don't know if you've been paying attention, but if you haven't, you owe it to yourself to go and take a look at their website. It's really great what Jason and Pete and Adam are doing at MotorhomeDiaries.com. They're driving around the country in an RV, and they're talking about freedom, and they're meeting up with other liberty-minded people, and they're doing video blogs and interviewing interesting liberty activists from around the country and just bringing people together. And of course, they're also free staters, so they're going to move here to Keene, New Hampshire, after they're all finished and done with the Motorhome Diaries. But in the meantime, they've got a lot of driving to do. They've only been at it for about 10 weeks at this point, and they're going to be doing it for the rest of the year. So one of the things they've decided to do is to use the motorhome that they have, affectionately named Marv. They're going to be using the motorhome as an advertising venue. And they had already painted it in a yellow and black, which are kind of the anarcho-capitalist colors, I guess. And they painted their Motorhome Diaries logo on there. But as of, I think, this morning or yesterday, they had some of those graphic things attached to the actual motorhome. I'm not sure what they're made out of. I believe it's vinyl, but I'm not positive on that. Yeah, I'm sure you've seen them like bus windows and things like that.
Looks like vinyl to me.
Yeah. So it looks really sharp, and they have graciously allowed us to sponsor the Motorhome Diaries. So Free Talk Live's logo and also freekeen.com will be on the side of Marv. as they drive around the country for thousands upon thousands upon thousands of miles and meet up with all kinds of liberty-minded people, many of whom might not have heard of Free Talk Live, though, of course, they are reporting that a significant number of the people that they're meeting up with around the country are citing Free Talk Live as how they heard about the Motorhome Diaries. So that's good news.
And we have a whole bunch of listeners out there. God bless them.
Thanks to Pete and Jason and Adam for putting us on, for reserving a space for Free Talk Live and allowing us to get behind them, because I think it's one of the most I think the Motorhome Diaries is one of the most exciting liberty-oriented activist events that has happened outside of New Hampshire.
Are they going to be at Porkfest tomorrow?
They are heading up tomorrow, as are we.
As are we, yes.
So, pretty cool. All right, 800-259-9231. By the way, one more quick point. I don't think I was too clear when I was talking about criminals having guns. I mean, the criminals that are out of jail and have so-called served their time, that's kind of the easy in for the government to gun control legislation.
Sure. I mean, who wants a convicted armed robber to be able to possess a gun, to have a concealed weapon? Does that make any sense? Well, you know, I can see a point on that, but at the same time, if that armed robber who's now served his time, his debt to society, even though that debt, you know, I don't necessarily agree with how that debt is meted out, that he served the debt that he has been given, and now he's a free man, shouldn't he be able to, I mean, don't you want him to reintegrate into society, have a good job, to, you know, earn money, pay taxes, whatever it is that people might want from him?
And be able to protect himself.
He needs to be able to do that. He, you know, the fact is 911 won't save you.
Nope, or your family.
It won't. The person that's responsible for protecting you is you. And if a man can't own a gun to protect his family, then you're creating this class of citizenry that is susceptible to being, you know, at the whim of whatever criminal might find out where they live and, you know,
and then
what they have in their home, all those things.
So I just wanted to make that clear. I wasn't talking about criminals in jail should be able to pack heat. No, I meant the ones that have been released and they're now moving on with their lives. But that's their easy in for gun control legislation. And then the next step from there, which they're working on, I think, right now, aren't they? The restricting crazy people, what the state will deem as crazy people from having firearms. And, of course, on its front, people will say, well, crazy people shouldn't have guns.
Everybody's seen a crazy person. Everybody, and I'm sure most people agree, that person shouldn't have a gun. However, when the state starts labeling people as crazy, then they've got a whole different set of criteria than you might have.
Liberty activists could be labeled as crazy very easily. You're crazy for not wanting the state.
They could decide that Republicans who want lower taxes, the people that are flying they've decided that domestic terrorism can be defined as flying a
Gadsden flag or something.
Gadsden flag, don't tread on me flag. I mean,
it's a slippery slope.
That's what these people think are terrorists. What are they going to define as crazy?
It's a slippery slope. Let's continue with your phone calls, or actually start with your phone calls. Tom is in Montana listening to KGEZ. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, hello, guys. Most of the time I agree with you, so I don't call much. It's kind of boring, you know, I guess, if you agree with everything. And,
yeah, no one wants to be in the choir.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I still do. As far as the guns go, I believe an armed society is a polite society. If everybody was armed, how many armed robberies would there be?
Well, one thing's for sure, you guys get that in Montana. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, and, you know, you guys were talking about religion a little bit ago. I heard one of you say you wasn't an atheist. I am.
Yes, sir.
I was married to a good Christian woman one time, most evil person I ever knew. I'm married to a really nice atheist lady now. Mm-hmm. And I never could figure out why you had to have the promise of a reward at the end of life in order to live a good life. Most of my friends who are atheists are intelligent thinking people. They've thought it all through.
Yeah,
I think
you get
religion
the reward right
is,
now. The rewards are available to you right now. I mean, you live a good life now, you get rewarded. If you're a crappy person now, you'll live a crappy life. I mean, the consequences are immediate, virtually immediate.
Well, you know, there's two kinds of people in the world, period, whether you're Christian or not, or what nationality you are. You're either a good person or you're not.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't have to be a Christian to have a desire to be a good person. And I think religion is a lot like your favorite sexual position. It's a private thing, and I really don't want to hear about it.
Thank God.
So, anyway, that's my opinion.
Well said tonight, Tom, and thank you for the call. Nice to hear that we're on tonight on KGEZ. What a pleasant surprise.
It's a good thing. I don't know what he was disagreeing with, but it's good to hear from him.
I like what he had to say. Let's talk to Josh in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Josh.
Hey, Ian and Mark, how's it going?
Josh, what's on your mind tonight?
I just got a bill in from the state, New York, and I owe them supposedly $1,100-something.
Wow.
Because I was 2 days late in filing my taxes. I had
Wait. Point of information. Does the $1,100 include your taxes, or is that
no.
a fee for being late? Just a straight fee?
Well, there's a penalty charge of 500 something, 525, I believe, and then interest was like another 500 because during the when I had an extension from April 15th to October 15th, I didn't know that they charge you interest. If you have an extension, during the extension.
Well, wait a minute. Okay, so let me see if I've got this straight. If you file for an extension, and then you're late in paying after the extension, is that when they charge you the interest, or would you have had to pay the interest if you were on time with the extension?
I would have had to pay the interest anyway, regardless.
And what is that horrible squealing in the background? I have to know.
I'm sorry. I'm actually at McDonald's right now.
Oh, okay.
Let me step outside.
I think it's the beeping, the food things that are beeping in the background. Thank you for doing that. It makes the conversation a lot more followable. So you would have had to pay $500-something in interest had you paid on time as far as what the extension end date was, but you went 2 days over, so then there was a $500-something fee tacked on to the existing $500 interest charge.
Correct. And I don't owe any taxes on this. I have already paid it. You know, when I sent it in, I had paid my taxes. I paid my taxes, and now they're asking for $1,125.
Oh, let me make it clear. They're not asking you.
Right.
When you say you'd already paid the taxes, why did you have to file an extension if you'd already paid the taxes? I'm confused. Or were you just filing the paperwork?
What I'm saying is I paid the taxes when I sent it in on the 17th.
2 days
late. I
sent
the check. Yeah, 2 days late.
Okay, got it.
I sent a check, so I paid it.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're sending me an extra bill of because I was 2 days late, I got $500. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's just a tax. You know, they just added $1,125. And I called them and I asked them if there's any way they could at least drop the penalty. It's just so bizarre.
Well, it never hurts
to ask. And they're like,
well,
you need a real reason. Can you give me a reason? Well, what is a good reason? And because I asked that, they just they denied my request.
Well, welcome to New York, right? I mean, it is the Empire State for a reason. I hope you can get out of there someday, Josh, and come here to New Hampshire, where we don't have those income tax things, at least not at the moment. Thank you for the call, and of course, the more people we can get here, the sooner, the better, the least likely we'll ever get one.
Alakeys.com is a community for self-learners. At Alakeys, you'll find tools to help you connect with people learning the same things you're learning, tutor other community members, and to make contacts that can help you find jobs. You can also earn money by sharing your know-how with others and contributing quality content. Visit Alakeys at alekese.com. Again, that's alekese.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.